You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara in Tainis tells us that when we have a Shabbos, that Tisha B'Av falls on that Shabbos. So even though when you have a regular Seudah of Sekes and a regular Tisha B'Av, you have to be very careful. A person has to sit down as an Avil, someone who's mourning, and imagine as if he has a dead corpse in front of him. But when it comes to Shabbos, it says, Oichel v'shoyseh kol tzorko, he eats and drink as much as he wants. He brings at his table the same amount of food that Shlomo HaMelech had in his time. That's the example. This is a halacha Shulchan Aruch. Ma'alel Shulchanoi Kiseuda Shlomo B'Shaito. That's the example of what he does. And the shaila is, we want to try to tell you that you don't have to act like an avil, but you're able to eat as much as you want. Why are you bringing an example, Davka of Shlomo HaMelech? The Gemara tells us, Abasa, that Avraham Avinu had, the meal of Avraham Avinu was bigger and greater than Shlomo HaMelech. So if you have if you want to just say a big meal, say Kesudas Avraham Avinu B'Shaisai. Why it says Sudas Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaisai? What's the point of connecting the Sudas Shlomo HaMelech to the Sudas that we have on Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Shabbos? Why it's Davka Shlomo HaMelech? Now we find in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch holds that on Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av falls on that Shabbos, you do not do Minhagei Avelus at all. As the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, the even things that are Bitsina, a person does not act any Dini Avelus on Shabbos. The Ramah argues, and the Ramah says no, the same way any other Avel needs to act things which are bitsina, things which are not apparent to the public. He needs to act on Shabbos. So needs to be on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. A person should act, should have a, the he should, it's Tisha B'Av. So he needs to be, act like an avil. He acts like an avil, doesn't think, don't do dvarim b'faresya, should not do things which are seen and observed in public. But he should do Dvorin Shabbatzina, that's what Ramah says. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no. You don't do anything at Tisha B'Av. And the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, says, that's really Yubasha from our Gemara. Ma'al ke Shulchan Aruch kesu de Shloim b'Shaitoi. You do not act any Minhagi Avelus on Tisha with a false Shabbos. And the Shaila is, why? Why not? If any other Avel needs to do a Minhagi Avelus on Shabbos, at least the minhagim of tzina, you do things that you're not apparent outside. Why in Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to the Vilna Gaon, we say they do not do any minhagi avos. Why should that be different? Let's try to understand. Now, I want to share with the Olam, I want to start with an idea that Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote in a beautiful piece that he has on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. He says the following idea. We know, we have a concept that called the Ovid Rachmono Latav Ovid. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does it for good. We have the idea, the Gemara says, also Tainis, Gamzu L'Toivo, everything that happens, it happens for the good, and we believe in that. We believe in such a thing. But it's very hard for us to actually see it. We just know that it's true. We know that's what it's supposed to be. The brought down in the Medrash, we say it in the Kino of the Asori Rugi Malchus, not the one we say in Tisha B'Av, but the one we say in Yom Kippur. And it's brought down based on the Medrash. So when the Malachim saw Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, who is sitting down and being and suffering and dying a terrible death. So the Malachim said, Zu Toiro v'zu Schara. How could that be? Rabbi Akiva, the head of Torah Shabbat, will suffer such a terrible, tragic death. And the Gushbu answered, Shtoik, shtoiku, to be quiet. And if you will not be quiet, I'll return the world to Toyu Vavoyu. I'll return the world back and destroy the whole world. We have a similar idea in the Gemara Botani. It's a story with Rav Amoraim that complained in the fact that he was very poor. And the Shaila is, what kind of a statement it is? What is the Kabbalah trying to say? You want to tell me that this is an uncomprehensible answer? That this question is something which is not, HaKadosh cannot answer? Just say, Eini yochel lanos, I can't answer. Why are you saying to bring back the world to Toyu Vavoyu? You're bringing back the world to its original state. So he brings, really, it's a mashal. We mentioned over here a few years ago. It's a mashal that the Vilna Gaon says. It's based on what it says on in Iyov. When Iyov was complaining about the terrible things that happened to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Heichon Eisa B'yozdi Eretz. Where were you when I created the world? And the idea is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there is a mahalach, there is a process, there is something where you have to get and achieve. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan where the world needs to get to. And when you are living in a certain point in time, in a certain era, you don't understand why this is part of the master plan, that's not a shaila. The marshal that Vilna Gaon brings is about the tailor. The king gave him a very expensive material to sew and create a beautiful coat for the king, beautiful garment. And once everything was ready, and using that very expensive material, the tailor brought to the king the beautiful clothing ready to be worn. Said the king to the tailor, How do I know that you used the material, entire material that I gave you to create this coat, to create this garment? Maybe you stole a piece of it out and you kept it for yourself. Tell the tailor to the king, said, my dear king, I can't prove that to you except one way. If I bring back this garment back to being threads, being back to its original state, I could show you that all the material that you gave me is here. But when you see here a clothing finished, there's no way to show you how every thread is in here. It's one big picture. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim, you're looking right now at Rabbi Akiva, you're focusing on Rabbi Akiva. That one thread, you say, how does that fit? You can't look at it in one thing. You have to look at the entire picture.
Details.
The details obviously don't make sense because you have to understand how the whole mahalach of the world makes sense. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachim, do you want to really understand the world? No problem. You have to bring back the world to Toyu Vavoyu. You have to recreate the world from the beginning, start the whole process, understand the whole mahalach of the Olam, and then you can understand. Trying to just pinpoint one event in time, that's not something that you can do. So this is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim. This is the time of Te'iyoiv. Heichan Ha'isa B'yos De'eretz. Where were you when I created the world? You're coming in the middle of the process. Of course you don't understand. Of course it doesn't make sense. You don't understand how bad things can happen. But we know, we believe in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mahalach. There's a whole system. And the system is for toivo. It's for a good thing. Shabbat is going to do it for something good. The big ba'alach, we don't understand that how it is. But we know it's there. And when we're speaking about the Golus, Achur Beis Hamikdash, we find a few examples that we know it's good. For example, the Gemara in Gittin tells us, where it says, May dichtiva ishkor da Hashem al haro v'aviyeh eleinu ki tzadik Hashem lakeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu focused and maybe hurried up the bad that we need to get because Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik. Someone says, what does it mean? Should the tzadik v'ishkor da Hashem al haro? He made bad things because he's a tzadik. So one concludes after one Adam, you know, Ula omar sheigdim shtei shonim levinashantim. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the Parsha Vayischan, next week's Parsha. That's where we're going to lay in Tisha B'Av. It says, Ki toilid boni u'bnei boni v'neshantim b'aretz, when you'll have children and grandchildren, And it will be old. It will get old, Baritz. V'nishantim loshon yoshon. Old. Chazal tells us v'nishantim is a gematria of the how many years Am Yisrael will survive in Eretz Yisrael if they don't go to Golos. If they reach that amount of years, the gematria, the numeric value of v'nishantim. So then, as Rashi says, 852 years. If you will get to that year, Chas Hashem, Am Yisrael will be destroyed. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdim. He did the Golos 2 years earlier. So we don't reach Vinashantim. We don't get to the end of the 852 years. We went to Golos at the 850 years, so Am Yisrael can survive. By the way, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Magdim, why is he Magdim 2 years? Why is not Magdim only 1 year? So I heard from my Rebbe, my Shapir Zirtzak Livracho, that in the name of, I forgot the name of who he said it, said that from here is the Mokar, that in gematria, numeric value, one is off, you could do. You have to ima koilu. Do 2 years. 1 year is not enough. You have to do 2 years. So 2 years before the numeric value, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Eretz Yisrael. So the goal is a good thing. As we know, halacha l'maaseh, in chatzai sayayim of Tisha B'av, we get out of the ground, we sit and cheer. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved to us, ki l'chamaso yal eitzim ha'lavanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put his anger on the on wood and stone, not on us. We survived. The Tisha B'av was a survival kit for Am Yisrael. They needed to go to Golos. It was a way for us to continue on, to come back. That's what it is. So it is a davar toiv. It is something which is we need to get. We brought it here, I believe, also last year. What the Gemara tells us, when Am Yisrael, when the goyim went into Kodesh HaKadoshim, they saw Kruvim Urim Zebezeh. They saw the two Kruvim hugging each other. Two Kruvim, the one looked more like a male, one like a female, hugging each other. So the two Kruvim, they represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And the Rashba already asks, he says, what do you mean? The Gemara tells us about Abbasra. That when Am Yisrael are doing Ritzoyin Shel Makayim, when Am Yisrael do the right thing, then the Kruvim are facing each other. Ain't no Yisim Ritzoyin Shel Makayim, they're not facing each other. Here he's speaking in time of Churban Abayis. How are the Kruvim not only facing each other, but hugging each other? So the Gemara says that the Goyim took it out and made fun of Am Yisrael. They said, look at Am Yisrael, look at what they deal with in the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Rashi says it was a Neis L'ra. It was a miracle for something bad, for the going to be able to treat Am Yisrael, to be mezalz on Am Yisrael. But as Rav Moshe Shapiro always says, it's a nace is a miracle, it's a gilu HaKadosh Baruch. So how could it be a nace l'ra? It's an oxymoron, how could that be? So he said, no, the pshat is, of course it was a ra, it was to punish us. But the fact that he punished us was a act of love. It was for us to be able to survive. We need to be punished to continue on. So Churban HaBayis, Tisha B'Av, specifically something which not only that we believe that it's good even though we don't understand, we even have a little bit of a grasp that we need that punishment in order to continue on. It's part of a process, in other words, for us to get back to the Geula Asida. But if so, if that's the case, so what's the reason we're such a velus? Should be a yomtiv. Should be happy. Because we'll punished us. We deserve it. Because Shmuel is giving us what we need in order to survive. So you could say, Parashat Shad, yeah, but we don't really we know it's true, but we don't really feel it's true. It's very hard for us to see that. But I think, and I said, I think I shared it with the Olam over here a few years ago. If so, it's I think worth repeating. That really, it's true that we know that this is all for our good, it's for our benefit. But at the end of the day, this is a punishment. And when you have a punishment, you have to treat it as a punishment. An example, analogy of a, call it a teenager, who does something wrong, and he needs to be punished by his father. And his father puts in a lot of thought, and a lot of advice. You know, he consults with people how to punish this kid. And he decides what's the appropriate punishment that really will teach this kid a lesson and will bring him into the right path. And then he goes and he punishes his son. Imagine the son turns to his father and say, "Dear daddy, I love you so much. You are an incredible educator. The punishment you gave me, it's exactly what I need to get. I'm so appreciative of the fact that you punished me that. It just shows how knowledgeable, how understanding you are to what I need to get." Is that an appropriate response of the kid to his father's punishment? The answer is no. It feels bad. It feels wrong. Yes, the father is an educator. The father did the right thing. But it's not the place of the son to praise his father. The place of the son right now is to accept the punishment and live with it. Accept it as a punishment. So to speak, suffer it. Take it with the way it was given to him. It was given to him for him to feel that it hurts. When he's going to be 30 years later, a father to his own teenager, then he can call his father and say, "By the way, you punished me then, and I understand when the message was, I'm going to use the same thing for my son." But to tell it to your father, it's inappropriate. So Maharal says that regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, when speaking about Eretz Yisrael, the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was sure that he was going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, but when he spoke to Hashem, he accepted the punishment and he was begging for Hashem, "Please allow me to go into Eretz Yisrael." And this is the answer over here at Tisha B'Av as well. Of course, we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. Kamsul HaToivah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit. But at the end of the day, we're being punished. And we need to accept the punishment. And we need to treat the punishment as a punishment. So everything is done for the good, but right now, it's a punishment. As the God says, you want to go to the beginning of the world, you'll understand everything makes sense. And not only when you want to go to the beginning of the world, but eventually when we'll mature and we'll get to Olam Haba, then we'll understand and realize why everything makes sense. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Pesachim. The Gemara says that in this world we have two types of brachas. We have a bracha of atoy me'ameti for good things, and we have a bracha of dayin emes for bad things. But lasid lavoi, Hashem echad ushmo echad, will be only one bracha, only atoy me'ameti. So Tzadik HaKoyin explains, what does it mean lasid lavoi? Lasid lavoi, there will be no suffering, so there will be no dayin emes. I mean, that's not a pasha. That's not a chiddush. Says something. No, the pshat in the Gemara is that lasid lavoi, when we get to Olam Haba, and we will look back on what happened in this world, we'll see that all the dynamics that we had was all toiv ha'meitiv. We'll be able to praise retroactively, and all the events that happened to us that seemed to be terrible, seemed to be the worst thing ever, we'll be able to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu ha'toiv ha'meitiv. We're able to experience that this is the right thing. But now we don't experience it. Now we're in a stage where we're getting punished. We're being punished. That's where we are right now. It's a whole different mahalach right now. Right now, it's not only do we can't praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for being punished, but it's inappropriate. It's the wrong thing. You're not accepting the punishment. That's probably part of what the halacha is to call misabu yushalayim zoicha v'rebe simchaso. We're not speaking about a person who's denying. Not only, at least speaking of, but a person who's denying Avelus, who just ignores it. But let's say a person who does not ignore the Avelus, but he feels, you know, the Avelus is not so terrible because we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the right thing. You still need to accept the punishment. You still need to take it. Right now, you're in the process of being punished. Lost in love, it will be different. When we get to Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, we have Tisha B'Av that falls in Shabbos, then that Tisha B'Av is, we have a Tisha B'Av that falls in a day, which, what's the concept of the day? Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a time where you're living a life of Olam Haba. The same way Olam Haba, you could look at all the things that seem to be imperfect in the world and see how everything makes sense. In Shabbos, we're able to taste that a little bit as well. The idea of, we said the details, like the big painting, most of the big painting, that if you look at one small detail of the painting, things don't make sense. Things seem to be blurry. You don't get an idea what's going on over here. But you take a step back, you see the whole picture. That's what will be lost at lovely. And that's what we have when we taste Shabbos. So in Shabbos, we can see how the imperfections of the world are something which are actually part of the master plan. And that would make sense. Now, this doesn't apply to an individual for two reasons, for individual avelos. First of all, this idea that you get a big picture is only a klal Yisrael as a nation. Not for every small individual. Then really, even on Shabbos, it's harder to reach that concept. But going back to what we spoke of before, Tisha B'Av is a day where you actually could understand that's for our own benefit. But you're saying in time of punishment, you have to accept the punishment. You have to say, you're punishing us, you're like the father punishing the son. So I accept the punishment. I don't go in and say, thank you for giving me a punishment. But that's in this world. When you get to Olam Haba, if you understand the punishment, and you reached the maturity, you reach the next stage, then you can look back and say, thank you so much. Other avelus seem, let's call the private avelus, in this world, even when we get to Shabbos, it's hard for us to understand why this and this person suffered. Why tzaddik v'raloi? We know, we believe that everything has a reason, but it's hard for us to see it. But Tisha B'Av is a mayid where we actually could sense it. We know that it's a mahalach, it's a derech to get to osed lovi. Because magdim the galus, because that's the way for us to get to the next stage. On Shabbos, we can experience it. So hold the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon. That Tisha B'Av, Shechalis, B'Shabbos, you don't do avelus at all. Different than individual avelus, that you do have at least avelus b'tzina. That's for individual. That's something you can't understand, you can't comprehend, you can't get to even on Shabbos. But an avelus of the Tzibur, an avelus of Tisha B'Av, that we do have some comprehension what's going on over here. Avelus of the Tzibur, when we get to Shabbos, we are in a time of Osed Lavoi. And in a time of Osed Lavoi, we don't have avelus. Time of Osed Lavoi, we are living in a time of Olam Haba. Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, everything is a Tov HaMeitiv. And therefore, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we can actually rejoice, so to speak, in Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what we can do over there. And with that, we can understand the lashon of the Gemara, the language that says that what happens in that what we do in Shabbos, Tishrei Shechal Shabbos, is a person eats kesudah shloim b'shaiter. That's what Shmuel Yaakov Bunshin concludes. The Gemara there in Tani says later that what do you do in a regular sudah of seketz? It says that a person has to mevim lo pascharev b'melach. You sit down and eat a dry salty bread. V'yoshe bin Tanu l'kinayim, he sits in the corner of the house. V'yoshe v'yoshay telek, he turns shamayim, drinks a little bit of water. V'doyim ekimi shemei soimu telefon, as if his dead korev, mishpacha, family members right in front of him. That's a regular sort of sickness. And the exact opposite of the Tisho Shechal B'Shabbos, it says, Ma'ala shuchanu kesud ha-shloim b'shaiter. What happened time of Shloim HaMelech? Shloim HaMelech was the epitome. Shloim HaMelech was the time of the highest level of Am Yisrael ever. The closest we got to the time of Moshe Mashiach was the time of Shloim HaMelech. As it says that then everybody was, Moshe HaMelech was controlling the world. And Am Yisrael were each sinning, each tachas gafnoi, each tachas tehnosoi. So with the Poshup Shad is that they all had everything they needed in this world doing the Pesach Gashmias. But in Oymik it says that each tachas gafnoi, each tachas tehnosoi means that they had all concepts of Torah. They had the halacha of Torah, and they had the Kabbalah of Torah. Everybody, there was a shlemus, there was a perfection of Am Yisrael that never was before, and will never be again until Mashiach comes. Shlomo HaMelech was as close as possible to that perfection. Kedua, that it says that Am Yisrael go from Avraham Avinu, if you count 15 generations from Avraham Avinu, you get to Shlomo HaMelech. If you count 15 generations from Shlomo HaMelech, you get to Churban HaBayis, Bayis Rishon. And that's the mashal that obviously seems to be like a levana, like the moon, that with its 30-day cycle, the 15th day, it's in its perfection. Shlomo HaMelech is the 15th generation of Am Yisrael, from Avraham Avinu to Bechor Beis HaMikdash. That's the perfection. That's Am Yisrael gets to the highest level. So when you're seeing a Tisha B'Av, on a regular Tisha B'Av, that's the worst time. Kamisha Meisa Mutal in front of you. Although you have a mace in front of you. But in Tisha B'Av Shechaz B'Shabbos, you're actually in the best time of Am Yisrael possible. You're going to eat Kisuda Shloima B'Shaito. I'm just giving you an example of a big meal. Because then you could mention Avraham Avinu. You speak about a meal that reflects the shleim was the perfection of Am Yisrael. And that is the concept of Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos is not pshat only that I'm ignoring the Avelus, I'm pushing the Avelus off, but I'm in a sense, I am actually celebrating the Avelus of Tisha B'Av by reaching the conclusion of that Avelus, because the whole Avelus of Tisha B'Av is to get to a purpose in the end. We're seeing that purpose when we get to Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos. We'll conclude the shiur over here with the famous Gemara in the end, the Makkos, which I bring over here, we read it inside. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva was going with his friends, and they see a shul, Yoytzei Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They see a fox coming out of the place of Beis HaMikdosh. They started crying, and Rabbi Akiva started laughing. And they told Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? So he told them, why are you crying? So they told him, what do you mean? The place where it says Azar, Karav, Rumos, and here you have Shul, you have a Shul going in Beis Kodesh, it was a terrible, look at the tragedy, look at the Churim Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva answers, that itself is the reason why I'm laughing. And he brought the two psukim that it says, the psukim that we have the Nevuah, that we have the Nevuah that of the tragedy of the Churban, and then you have the Nevuah of the Nechama, O Yeshu Zkeini Muskeinois, Perichov Yisru Yerushalayim. There will be a Nechama, says Rabbi Akiva, if I did, we didn't get to the tragedy of the Churban, I didn't know we're going to get to the Nechama. But now that we got it, I see the Churban, I know we can get to the Nechama. And the question is, what exactly the debate between Rabbi Akiva and his friends? They all knew the same thing. They knew all the Psukim, and they knew that it's going to come to the Nechama. So why did their friends of Rabbi Akiva did not have it? And you can ask the question the opposite. Rabbi Akiva says, until he didn't get to the Churban, I wasn't sure you're going to get to the Nechama. You're not sure? What does he mean, not sure? But the idea is that Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva is the one who's Dorish Kisra Yisiris. Rabbi Akiva is the one who lives in Shtoi Kachol HaMachshava. I'm in a place which is higher than this world. Rabbi Akiva, when he says a Churban, he sees the first building of the Binyan. His friends knew, they believed that obviously to get to a Geulah you have to go through Golos. But they couldn't see it, they didn't visualize it. Rabbi Akiva says, until the Churban did not start, I didn't see the Geulah. I know that the Geulah will come. Like you guys, I believe it's going to come one day. But I didn't see the first build-up for the Geula until the first Churban. When I see the Churban, now I see the first step of Geula. I actually am not seeing now a Churban. I'm seeing the first step of Binyan Abayis. Says Rabbi Akiva, now is the time to laugh. The friends of Rabbi Akiva saying, all the other Tanoim, we know it's going to happen, but right now it's time to cry. Rabbi Akiva is, so to speak, living in a place of Tisha B'Av Shechaz B'Shabbos. From a perspective, where he sees the world the way it's going to be, lost in Lavoi, where everything makes sense. So when we get to Tisha B'Shechaz B'Shabbos, we're not going through Tisha B'Av and ignoring the fact that we have Churban Beis HaMikdash and therefore we don't have a village Mitzina. But Ali Rabba, we are celebrating the Churban Beis HaMikdash, seeing it in the eyes of Rabbi Akiva, seeing that this is the first step for being Beis HaMikdash. And Be'er Yameinu, we should be zoiche to have that perspective, not only in Tisha B'Av Shabbos, but in every day, and even in Tisha B'Av falls on a weekday, it will all be a big yomtiv. A yomtiv that we see everything as a toiv ve'ameitiv, where thine emes does not exist. Everything makes sense. B'meher yubi amein amein.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.